Calling me there for you. A song called Marvelous. Wasn't it Marvelous? The album is called Self-Assembly. Yeah. It came out early 2000s, right? 2000. Exactly. Yeah, exactly 2002. Yeah. Before that, we had Black Dynamite. Title track from his album, Stop Calling Me. Really, Stop Calling Me. Amazing musician. Mike Mitchell's his real name, and he goes by Black Dynamite, and he's an amazing drummer. This guy, I honestly think that he would have gotten on great with Frank Zappa. I think he's got a lot of Zappa in his style. I think, amongst other things, of course, it's not just uniquely that, but he's definitely in the weird side of musicianship. And ironically, he was born a year after Frank passed. So Frank passed in 1993, and he was born in 1994. There was a little bit of soul jumping involved here. Who knows? I like to speculate such mysteries of the universe and let them go unproven, because what's the point? All right, so, and then we had a little Iggy Pop, man. Yeah, man, the godfather of funk rock, man. That was a song called Sister Midnight from his album The Idiot, 1977. Before that, we had an early Journey. Back when Greg Raleigh was in the band, before Steve Perry joined, right? This is a pre-superstar success band. Post-Santana, early years, second album. Cover of a Beatles track there, It's All Too Much, a George Harrison song, yeah. Great version of it. Greg Raleigh's voice was just so fantastic. I just love it. It's smoky and hearty. You know, interestingly enough, my early years was... Journey was like my first real big love as far as bands was concerned, back when I was in about 7th, 8th grade, you know, junior high, that kind of thing. And about the time Frontiers came out, I think I was just about getting ready to go into high school or so, I started going backwards. I heard early Journey, and that opened up a floodgate of a lot of older music that really just turned my ears into an explorative nature, and that has driven me into things far into the future and far beyond, far deeper into the past than even that. So I kind of would have some love and thankfulness for that. At some point, I'm going to have to redo my origin story. I did one back when I first started the show 4 years ago. You can probably find it in the archives. Well, you definitely can find it in the archives. About a two-hour show before I started doing the four-hour bit. I probably would redo that in a more expansive nature now that I'm doing a four-hour format. And, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun, because then I felt really constricted when I did it the first time. All right, so, and what we had before that, we had, Jeff Beck Group, Sugarcane, from the second Jeff Beck Group record, self-titled, second album. The first one was called Rough and Ready, and then he did the Beck Bogart and Apathy album right after that. So, Jeff Beck in his many iterations. Amazing musicians on that one, Max Powell. Oh, man, just, yeah. Go get that stuff. Tarantula, John Lupani from Imaginary Voyage was the interlude before. And this interlude here is vital information, a track called Bob. Little B, O Big B. That's right. Where We Come From is the name of the record, 1998. Fun stuff. Vital information, I was speaking of Journey, Steve Smith, the second drummer. The one on the song before was Ansel Dunbar. Steve Smith was the replacement drummer in 78. And he did some solo work, and so this is it. So now, Neville Brothers on Radio Valencia.
Do you know something that I don't know? turn you on to our brother. We call him the Horn Man. We got the Grammy Award winning saxophone of Dr. Charles.
The global balance of terror, pioneered by the United States and the Soviet Union, holds hostage all the citizens of the earth. Each side persistently proves the limits of the other's tolerance, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, the testing of anti-satellite weapons, the Vietnam and Afghanistan wars. The hostile military establishments are locked in some ghastly mutual embrace. Each needs the other. But the balance of terror is a delicate balance, very little margin for miscalculation. And the world impoverishes itself by spending $1 trillion a year on preparations for war, and by employing perhaps half the scientists and high technologists on the planet in military endeavors. How would we explain all this to a dispassionate extraterrestrial observer? What account would we give of our stewardship of the planet Earth? From an extraterrestrial perspective, our global civilization is clearly on the edge of failure. The most important task it faces is preserving the lives and well-being of its citizens and the future habitability. Willing to live with the growing likelihood of nuclear war, shouldn't we also be willing to explore vigorously every possible means to prevent nuclear war? Shouldn't we consider in every nation major changes in the traditional ways of doing things, a fundamental restructuring of economic, political, social, and religious institutions? We've reached a point where there can be no more special interests or special cases. Nuclear arms threaten every person on the earth. Fundamental changes in society are sometimes labeled impractical or contrary to human nature, as if nuclear war were practical, or as if there were only one human nature. Fundamental changes can clearly be made. We're surrounded by them. In the last 2 centuries, abject slavery, which was with us thousands of years, has almost entirely been eliminated in a thorough worldwide revolution. Women, systematically mistreated for millennia, are gradually gaining the political and economic power traditionally denied. And some wars of oppression have recently been stopped, curtailed, because of a revulsion felt for peace in the aggressor nations. The old appeals to racial, sexual, religious chauvinism, and to rabid nationalist fervor are beginning not to work. A new consciousness is developing which sees the earth as a single organism and recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed. We are one planet.
Change the tournament's begun. sing three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
Ancient Ones. Great song. Twilight Witchcraft, I was named that song. And that was a self-titled debut record. They did have another EP, Astral Sabbat, before that. Very witchy, very fun, very old 70s rockish. That album came out in 2016. They're still kicking. Good band. Good band there of Sweden. Before that, we had a really cool rendition of the King Crimson song, In the Court of the Crimson King. Les Claypool and Julian Lennon. Yeah, the Claypool Lennon Delirium. That was from Lime and Limpid Green, which also features another couple of other fantastic covers on it, including Satori and really great. Well, let's see, they do Boris the Spider on there. And a cover of Astronomy Domine. Domine, I guess it is. Astronomy Domine. Pink Floyd song. Yeah. Really good EP. And then they have two other studio full-length albums of original material, which are both fantastic. So highly recommend that if you're not already in the know. One Planet. Carl Sagan and Moon Hooch with his son, Tonio Sagan, somehow involved in the project. I don't know. I mean, it's just done posthumously, Carl Sagan, but he spoke those words, and they just put the music behind it. Really powerful statement there about having, you know, really kind of, we're going to have to shift our focus to a more, you know, got to be other solutions to than staving off the nuclear solution, right? So, there's that. Me preaching again. Yellow Moon from Live on Planet Earth, Neville Brothers. Awesome live version of that track. Yellow Moon is just... The record itself was a really good record for the Neville Brothers, the studio album. And when they toured it, that live version of that track particularly really carries that entire live show, I think, into another level. It's just... The entire show is really fantastic, so I highly recommend if you don't have that in your collection, go get it. Live on Planet Earth, Neville Brothers. Yeah, fantastic. Obviously, right now we're listening to Dick Dale. If you haven't figured that out, I don't know where you've been for the last 100 years. Probably not born yet. That's right. I wasn't born when this came out, but this is Pipeline by Dick Dale. Amazing surf guitar player. All right, so what do we have? Well, we have one more set. I got some Tom Petty, some Bob Marley, and I'll come back and say goodbye. We're almost done tonight, so the ragu is almost empty. Don't break down over it. We'll be right back.
through his name.
Scarred. The track is called Like a Wave. Another Tribe, Robert Plant and the Strange Sensation from Mighty Rearranger. Misty Morning, classic Bob Marley and the Wailers from Gaia, 1978. Yeah. And we started that set out with also 1978 Breakdown, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their first album. Yeah. This is from Kill Bill. So I'm going to say goodnight. Fundraiser next weekend, Sunday, 19th. Greenhouse Gallery, 864 Folsom, 1 to 6 p.m. We have beer supplied by 21st Amendment. And then, of course, we have live music from Fantasy and Janky Band. So be there, be square. I will catch you next week. I'll be back with another show. I love you all. This is The Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia. I'm signing off for tonight. And, yeah, go to my archives, check out all the podcasts, you get to hear all the stuff, see who all these wonderful artists who contribute. And, again, always be good to one another, because that's all we have. All set.
rejected heaven. That's like a fish that wants to fly or a dog that thinks he's people.
You know what crazy is? Crazy is majority rules.
Yeah.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Radio Valencia.
Don't even think about anybody coming for you. Not the doctors, not your agent, not your family, because I never called them.